Module 5, Modeling the Way. Remember that the best leaders are examples of what they want their followers to be. George Washington rode into battle with his troops. You cannot lead from the rear, and sending your followers out to take the heat and face the challenges while you remain in an ivory tower will eliminate any possibility of respect. By definition, a leader is in the lead, right up front, ready to take the heat if something goes wrong. If something does go wrong, a true leader never blames his followers, even if in fact they failed. A true leader takes the blame and then addresses how to correct the problems that arose. Determining your way. Once you have chosen your role model, study what qualities made them successful. Learn about what challenges they faced and how the challenges were met. Learn about the ideas and philosophies that drove them and made them successful. Study again the Hersey-Blanchard model and see how different situations called for different styles of leadership. Since there is no leader in history who has not had failures, pay particular attention to how your hero deals with adversity. George Washington nearly lost the American Revolution through major hesitations in leadership, and in fact, he lost New York to the British general William Howe. But he learned from his mistakes, and the rest, as they say, is history. Being an inspirational role model. Leadership is neither for the timid nor the arrogant. Confidence is often resented or misinterpreted for arrogance. People who lack self-confidence often feel intimidated by a true leader. This should never hold you back. If you have honesty, integrity, and deal with everyone fairly, then others will see that. Be willing to listen to criticism, but also consider the source. If you are too afraid of what others might say about you, or you ignore legitimate complaints, insisting on respect solely because of your position, you will lose the respect and cooperation of your followers and peers. President Theodore Roosevelt said it best, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes short again and again, because there is not effort without error and shortcomings. But who does actually strive to do the deed, who knows the great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly. So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Influencing others' perspectives. You may have heard that perception is reality. You must always present an honest, caring, dedicated attitude to inspire others. To inspire loyalty, you must have a track record of honesty and fairness. If any of your followers do feel they have been wronged for whatever reason, you need to address the issue immediately. People talk, and a problem ignored is a problem that grows. Believe it or not, the most powerful influence you can have is often not trying to influence someone. When people believe you are open to their suggestions and believe they have been heard, they will work harder even if they disagree with the methods or goals. That is the power of listening. Simply listening to others makes them feel empowered even if you don't accept their suggestions. If a follower feels there's no point in talking to you, they won't, and they will disengage themselves from your vision and will only follow your directions begrudgingly. If you are seen as going the extra mile, your followers are more likely to go the extra mile. If you hide in your office and people never see you, you will be perceived as out of the loop, uninformed, uninterested, and therefore unworthy to lead. Many a successful corporate executive makes it a point to be seen by their employees every day. If an employee is to be commended for something, it is done publicly, often right in the middle of their workplace while they are surrounded by their coworkers. That sends a powerful message to everyone. Case study. Justin had a difficult time being a leader lately. Things had just felt monotonous and stale, and he was wondering why he'd ever wanted to be a leader in the first place. He sat down to talk with a leader of another group of employees to refocus. Amy listened to Justin, and then she asked him, "In the past, when you dreamed about becoming a leader, what other leaders inspired you?" Justin thought about this for a moment, and then he said, "I've always been inspired by Martin Luther King. He was powerful and peaceful at the same time. He was courageous, and he stood up for his beliefs." Amy smiled, "How can you use his example to inspire and influence your followers?" This got Justin thinking, and before he knew it, he had a list of ideas for how he could reinvigorate his staff and himself.